imagine if Tom McHenry was on as a guest beard.
Yeah.
That guy's beard won't shut up.
Screech a screech.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. You know what's weird?
Yeah.
Some days when we do this in the morning times.
Okay.
This is the first words I say of the day sometimes. Isn't
wow.
that weird?
Yeah. I'm surprised it doesn't come out all baby talk.
I know. What if that happened? What if when you first woke up, you had to relearn how to speak every day?
I think jobs would start later at day.
Yes. People just wouldn't be sleeping because they'd be afraid of waking up stupid.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, well, it's the Spy versus Pi Talking Show, also known as Popcast, also known as Brian and Phil talk about blank and blank. Try not to talk about blank and blank. What can't they talk about?
Blank update.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Sure did.
And?
Twice.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah, I know.
Once was enough for me, but I'm an old man.
What?
I'm an old man.
You're a man?
I'm an old man.
An old man?
Yeah.
You're not that old.
Old enough to know better.
And still too young to care.
Yeah.
That's a country song.
Just write that?
Yep. Country songs are great. Here's how you write a country song. You pick any old cliche... or, as they say in the United States, cliche. And just any old sort of, like, proverb or saying, you know?
Yeah.
Those kinds of colloquialisms.
Okay.
Those kinds of things.
Right.
And you just pick one, and you write a song about it.
You just hammer it 16 times. You just...
Pretty much. Hammer on.
Yep.
Apply directly to the forehammer. Hammer-ons, pull-offs.
Mm-hmm. That's all
bendies.
It is. That's how you do a country song.
Country songs is all about hammer-ons, huh?
Not a lot of songs about countries, though.
About the actual countries?
Yeah.
Country song about, like...
If you write a song about an actual country, that's world music.
Yeah, I guess you're right, huh? You could write a country music about Sweden, though. World music just means bongos, right? Means drums that isn't a drum kit.
Means no guitar.
Or sometimes also a drum kit, but you have to use alternate percussion.
Yeah.
Isn't that just what world music is?
Yep.
Local, yes. Scythers, dulcimers, djembes.
Yeah.
Cuicas.
Those things are great. Güero.
Yeah. Güero?
Uh-huh. Gonna get those.
Guaro.
Guirios.
Honey nut Guirios. I had yesterday steak for breakfast.
I had steak for breakfast too.
2 days ago steak, I guess. I didn't. It's from Monday.
Mine
I had decided I had to eat
steak.
It. It wasn't gonna last. It wasn't gonna last the rest of the day, so I had to eat it for breakfast.
What?
That's my rationale.
Anything that's edible in the morning is edible before midnight on that solar day.
What about gremlins?
Yeah, no.
Grab lads.
Yep. Is there a new Gremlins 2000 coming out pretty soon?
Oh, God, I hope so. All CGI, please.
Yeah?
Because those puppets look fake. They don't look like real gremlins.
Gary Belushi and James Busey?
Here's the thing. Here's what they're not quite figuring out with everything being computer animated,
uh-huh.
Right? Is that when things used to be puppets and miniatures and things, you could sell toys that were pretty much exact replicas of, you know, like if you're buying a Muppet toy, it's probably going to look a lot like the actual Muppet.
True,
but if you're buying an Avatar action figure, get that example.
No, but they don't. I hear what you're saying. You make a computer.
You can't. You can't have a real life replica of it.
Yeah, because you make it look too iridescent-y and too many kinds of clear and too.
You can't reproduce that in plastic.
Yeah.
Did you see those? Was it Burger? No, McDonald's. Who had the Avatar toys? My nephews had a couple of them like months and months and months ago.
Not sure.
But the plastic was all that sort of like, you know, semi-clear sort of, you know, polymer resin. I don't know. And it just doesn't look like candy. Wanted to eat it.
Did you?
No.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I did. Have we not done a show since then? Probably not.
No.
Here's my miniature review of it. Fucking get off your high horse, everybody.
Wow.
No, I had fun.
Is there a lot of horses in that movie? Is that a joke?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And you have to get high to use them, man.
Wow.
No, I had fun at that movie, and I think it's if you treat it like a cartoon for the whole family kind of deal, then big deal, then it's pretty good. But if you think it's going to be like, oh, this is the science fiction epic of the new Star Trek for a new next generation Titan AE, then that was almost Harlan Williams. I should have said something about pancakes in there, and it would have been Harlan Williams. But I think people, it's all, I mean, everything in life, right? It's all your expectations, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like if you buy into the hype and you get too excited about something, it's kind of your fault that it doesn't live up, right?
Yes.
Because the thing is
you,
what
you
it
set
is.
The bar too high.
Yeah.
Dingle fucks.
And, yeah. And I think that's what happens with that is, I mean, there was a lot of hype, but there's a lot of hype about fucking everything. Like Jessica Alba has a new movie out. Isn't that great? Look how hot she is. And
toaster pastries.
That's all hype. Toaster pastries are all hype.
Yep.
They're no good. Uh-huh. Just go to the bakery if you can. If there's one nearby, buy a regular pastry. Yep. Buy six of them. Keep them in your fridge.
Here's
I don't know.
Put some jelly on some toast. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, make some cornbread and put jam on it for dessert. That's what my mom would do when she would make like cornbread muffins. God, that was great dinner. What's for dessert? Well, you can have a cornbread muffin with jam on it. I just ate that for dessert. Should not be the same as what you just ate for dinner.
More of
but
dinner,
with a condiment, you know.
Yeah.
Well, dessert is steak with chocolate sauce. Okay, well maybe a bad example. I'm just full of bad examples today.
And steak.
Oh my God! So that's probably why. Can't stop thinking about steak. Not eating a lot of meat lately, and so yeah, every once in a while I'm just like, I gotta eat a giant steak.
I don't think we've done a show since Avatar was talked about, like since it was like gonna be coming up. Like I think the last show we did was
nobody knew what it was.
We were gearing up for Lost season four.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan movie,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Everyone thought that was gonna be picking my nose, sorry. Can you hear that? Yeah, I don't know, but it was okay, and maybe not as good without 3D. I don't know. I saw it in 3D, and it was. Here's the thing: it's like a 3-hour long movie. I normally can't really stand movies that are that long, even if they're Batman.
Okay.
You know, now, I don't know how long it actually is, but it was well over 2 hours, 2:40 or something. I don't know, but it. I didn't really get bored. I was kind of engaged the whole time. And
how long does it take to see something fantastical?
Oh, like how far into the movie if you're planning on arriving late?
Well, yeah.
Actually, I think it's pretty right away.
Because I mean, I know those kind of movies. It's always like some pretty nice, you know, title sequence thing, and then it's like a tank slowly driving to the grocery store.
And a flashback of a man and a boy and his mom in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I came here for science fiction, not for, you know, 1930s Italy.
And then a lot of paperwork.
Oh, yes, of course. A procedure and you're a loose cannon. This is your last case. If you screw this up, you're off the force. Oh, I almost.
Whoa!
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I think that one. I think that movie sort of cuts to many chases many times right away. It's I don't know. I think they did it with kids in mind. I think like it's not really ever boring. It's pretty cartoony. That's the thing. That's my main review of it. Is it's a cartoon. Treat it like a cartoon.
Well, if you're not doing it with kids in mind, it's a sin.
Not sure that's Pringles update.
Yes, that's the only reason
we were talking about Pringles last night. It's the only reason we're having a show.
That's right.
No, last night you were like, "Why don't you get a Pringle? Don't you like Pringles?"
On our typing show last night.
Typing show. Everyone missed out on that one. That was a private.
We should start. We should start posting our chats up on there.
Oh no! Does anyone likes to read stuff anymore?
All our intimate details.
I know I don't. Who's gonna sit there and read it?
I don't know.
Okay, I agree to do it only if we make it a JPEG. The whole thing is a JPEG, and it's done in Brush Script. No! Papyrus. Since it's
Yeah, how was that? Did you just keep...
Oh, people are fucking... Shut up. Shut up, font nerds.
Like, I heard it wasn't kerned good.
Yeah. They obviously didn't know how you're a professional dictator to do this. Yeah, fucking, just, I wish everyone would just fucking shut up. Fucking, you don't like it? You make a movie. You make something better. I'll watch it. Say, look, check it out. I made something with subtitles, and they're beautiful. Read them. And I will go, okay, maybe I will look at a little bit of that.
But could maybe you have just done that in English, maybe, instead?
It wasn't like it was illegible. It's like, okay, if it's not to your taste, there's a lot of things that aren't going to be to your taste. The people were blue. I wish they were green. Well, too bad. They made them blue. Deal with it. Right?
Wait. What?
What? What?
I haven't seen any commercials or any promotional materials whatsoever for that movie.
Not literally. They were sad. It's about a bunch of sad people.
Glum. They were glum.
And I wish they were envious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like the people who came. Like the...
What?
Never mind. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyhow... Now that we've caught up with every other podcast from a month, 2 months ago, want to talk about healthcare reform?
Yeah, let's
delve into that.
I think that Momo Nono guy has got a good chance to.
What's that? No homo.
Win his skating date.
Skating? Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Momo Nono. He's gonna like circle skate his way to circle strafe.
Oval. Thank you. Yeah. Do not skate in a circle. That would be ridiculous.
that'd be right.
Man, when is the... You know how they had in the Olympics, they had snowboard cross and ski cross, right? They had the track, and it was like all racing and Mario Kart bumping and stuff.
Yeah.
Why not a speed skating one where the track is like a figure eight or like has ramps? Like, where's that?
Or is the luge tube? Skate down the luge tube?
Yeah, something. Oh, they have that though. It's called crashed ice. Red Bull crashed ice, and it's sort of a big ice hill sort of track kind of thing. And guys in hockey skates and hockey gear, but no sticks, just like hockey guys basically.
Yeah.
They race down it, and they bump and race and skate and stuff down a big icy hill course thing.
Wow.
It's not like a real sport. It's just sort of like a one-time kind of like event.
It's like a Red Bull commercial.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But it's kind of neat. I don't think that I would ever want to do that because it looks very dangerous. But yeah, that's good. So maybe one day in the Olympics it'll be that. Downhill skating bash.
In summation, Pringle's good?
Yes. No. no, here's the thing. You were saying to me, like, hey, why don't you get some Pringles? And I said... I don't know if I even really like Pringles. I haven't had them in such a long time that, you know, you can't really, like, imagine if you like them more or less than a regular chip. Are they a regular chip? They're not a regular chip.
No. They're made of mashed potatoes.
They're French fries. French fry chips.
No. Something. They're made... No, they're... Yeah. They're not continuous potato meats. They're refabs.
They cut that with something, don't they?
It's mush, and then they flatten it, boot it.
Why don't they just sell me the mush? Because you know where it's going to go anyway.
That's right.
Just a tube of, like a Pillsbury cookie dough tube, but with, like, potato, with flavored potato mush.
Maybe I'll just start buying 3 cheeseburgers at a time and just throw one in the toilet right away. It helps my digestive system a little, you know?
You can pee on it. You can look at it when you're peeing.
Oh, I would hate that.
And it just soaks all into the bun, doesn't even get in the water.
Yuck.
It's good for the environment.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know. So I got some Pringles upon your recommendation, but okay. I was dumb and I bought like whole wheat, no, multigrain Pringles. Like, what the fuck? Why did I decide that was a good idea?
Wow.
Okay, I'll try these. So I got multigrain, hold on.
Multigrain?
Yeah, multigrain. Multigrain cheesy cheddar. And it's a super stack, guaranteed 100 chips in each tube.
Just count them up.
I did not. I just... Yeah, it's impossible. No, I did not really enjoy them. The flavor was okay. It just tasted like cheese chips, but the texture is really chewy, you know?
What
it's
you
like
know,
a...
Frosted
not
Brings.
Quite... It's like a Sun Chip, kind of, but way thinner. So just like... Just kind of like chewy. Just
doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and
wait, they're kind of what?
And little bits, you know, the little bits of shit, you know, like get
how,
cut in your
how
teeth.
Would you describe their texture? They're kind of chewy.
Nope.
Chewy.
Chew it, punchy.
Finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, can we go now?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you got.
I thought that first scene in Lost last night was pretty good when there's that close up on Widmore's face and he's all, "I've given you all lightsabers." You know? That shit was good.
Yeah. That was a good episode, man.
I know.
God fucking damn it, I enjoyed that. And like almost no appearance of any, you know, regulars.
Anyone at all. Yeah,
it was fucking so great. I loved it. And answery without being, I don't know. I thought it was well constructed for, because you know sometimes when they do the answers like they're just kind of like oh by the way this and you're like oh okay right. But this like it seemed like it had some setup and it had some context
good,
to it
yeah.
And it wasn't just like oh by the way this is how it this is now uh-huh. Yeah sometimes the reveal is kind of I don't
yeah.
know
yeah
I don't know.
Spoiler alert, we're not going to spoil it.
Yeah. No, I was talking very vaguely about it because, you know, some people are a week behind.
Ed Vagley Jr.
Blah, ha, ha, hoo, hoo, ha, ha, ha.
He's got a lot of commercials around here.
Really?
Yeah, he's always in commercials for, like, Comcast, I think.
For, like, bagel
maybe
sandwiches?
It's like TV. Bagel.
Bagel. Bagel. That is kind of a Canadian thing to... You could hear someone say bagel around here.
Did you see the bagel episode of Community?
I did. That's
why I was
thinking.
You ever see
that
program? You ever?
Yeah, yeah. No, I do watch that show. It's getting better. I always liked it okay, but I think it's getting a little bit better. Like they're sort of figuring out their jokes and what to do and stuff and what kinds of things they can get away with. I don't know. But it's still not like must watch for me, even though I do watch it every week.
Right.
I would drop it if something better came along, is what I'm saying.
You think anything better will come along?
No.
You think it's the peak of TV right there?
I don't know, man. Like what all time, let's even just deal with NBC because that
okay.
NBC is kind of like leaders of comedy besides Fox, I guess, with their cartoons.
Right.
Cartoon programs.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, let's just take that. So all time NBC, okay. best like era, best block, best couple shows, like what, Seinfeld?
Not on NBC.
What was that on?
ABC.
No.
No.
What?
It was not.
Was not what?
It was on NBC.
Okay, good. So, okay, sorry, my mistake. You're right.
The best NBC Thursday night lineup was...
Mad About You.
No.
Oh.
Cheers, Cosby Show, Different World, Seinfeld.
So that was like when Seinfeld was brand new?
Yeah.
Wait, Cosby Show was NBC?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have ever seen it.
All right. Well, anyway, but like if you think about all-time best shows, or even just maybe it's hard to go all-time because shit changes so much. Like you can't even really count the 80s because nothing was funny in the 80s anyway.
Except for the guys who are showing a different world in Cheers.
No. no, but like, if you think about it, it's like people, like the top shows are only held up that high in high regard because that's kind of all there is.
Yeah. Well, you can't even. You
nothing
never
wrong.
Say all
Seinfeld.
Time.
Seinfeld was a big deal, and it's funny and stuff. But
when people say of all time, they mean of all previous time.
Oh, good point.
So
there's no accounting for the future.
That's right.
You don't want to be made out to be a liar.
Zoidberg's comedy influence.
Yeah.
Disc. It's the best Mobisode of all future times.
Well, as soon as they turned over comedy writing to Wikipedia, the Wikipedia bot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just let Twitter write sitcoms. It's like jury duty. They pick like 20 people at random and like, you guys have to write this episode.
Is that a reality show yet? Jury duty? Is that...
I don't know.
I can't.
I can't
do that, huh?
Could Uncle Phil be the judge?
Yeah, you know. Okay.
Yes.
Done.
Okay.
I had a little tidbit. About Uncle Phil. I was gonna.
Oh, is it the one from last show?
Yeah, it was that one. But I was. Now I'm gonna think I'm gonna sit on it for a little while, let it build up.
All right.
So.
Sit and spin.
So you were gonna say your favorite era of NBC lineupery?
Well, no, I'm not making this about what my favorite is, but it just kind of seems like at any given time there's a good show, and you know, like what's the funniest one right now? Do you think?
Oh, Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
And, like, 30 Rock's pretty good, right?
I guess, yeah.
Those shows, like, has there been anything... Like, those are pretty much on par with any funny show from that channel, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, but there's only... I don't know. Do they have other shows?
Yeah.
Is there any other night they show comedy?
I don't even know what my point was.
There's, like, cop drama, lawyer drama, doctor drama, doctor-lawyer drama.
Yeah.
I can see the future. I can smell history. I'm a ghost and no one knows it.
I'm a ghost and everyone knows it.
I'm not a ghost, but everyone thinks I am.
Nobody believes that I'm a ghost.
Yep. That's all the shows they have now. There's no shows. It's all it's all just commercials. It's all stupid. It's all like the internet. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I do know what you mean. I do. Yeah. I do. I guess my point was that kind of like whatever they give us at any given time, we're going to be like, this is amazing. It's the best we've ever had. It's just because it's just what they give us, you know? It's what there is.
Check your VHS tapes, dick face. You
get like, all they do is they keep things on par, so we're not like, oh, remember when Friends was on? That was the best. Or like, no, we watched that because it was on.
Which channel
was
that?
But at the time, that was NBC. It was NBC.
What were some shows that were aired in conjunction with Lost? Lost Friends. I mean, Frost? What?
Like our same network around it?
Contemporaries of it, yeah.
Oh, well,
there had to be
still
three shows in that. Really?
The Single Guy.
What is that?
What?
What is that?
The Single Guy?
Yeah.
And Jonathan Silverman and Ming Na and
what?
Yeah. Oh, fucking look at that shit. Oh, you go find that shit, man. You'll really enjoy that. You like shitty old shows that no one ever heard of.
That's true, I do.
I sometimes I wonder if you actually like anything.
No, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll kind of watch anything.
That's not true.
Well, okay. No, to be fair, like you can like
I'll watch a couple things over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's like just because you eat, you know, Pringles doesn't mean you don't like a steak, right?
That's right. I do enjoy a fine steak, but when I'm washing the dishes, sometimes I just want a mouthful of potato mush.
Do you ever wear them like lips? Put them in your mouth and make them look like lips?
No, you do the duck thing.
Like a duck bill? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, it's
I guess
good.
It is kind of like lips, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Because a duck bill doesn't actually really go like that. That's just Donald Duck, cartoon duck.
That's true. I've seen real
regular duck bills just kind of flat, just kind of.
Well, they're more like two Pringles going.
It
right
doesn't
way.
Have that little like pizza crust curl at the end. It's not real.
No.
Where did that come from? Fucking Disney.
It's true.
And also, Steve is showing me some old, what do you call them? Like pencil test pre-art, whatever animation. I don't fucking know what the animation terms are, but old Mickey Mouse, like, animatic or whatever.
Scribbles.
And yeah, and it was like in that nice sort of like old style before he was flesh colored, you know, just like black and white Mickey. But man, like his ears. How did they ever figure out what the fuck to do with his ears when they were animating that shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're always just sort of in the same area. And yeah. when he turns his head a certain way, they just, like, instantly flip. Like, oh, now they look like this. And it's weird.
Yeah. Remember when we were watching the 3D CG Mickey Mouse cartoon show in the hotel room there?
Were his ears, like, spherical?
Yeah, just perfect spheres hovering on the side of his face, no matter where he was looking or what direction. You don't see Mickey from above much.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. But that's another instance of making toys out of him. Yeah. You
should only make toys of real people doing sensible things.
Yeah.
To not get children's hopes up.
Yeah. Because once they learn what Marge Simpson's hair looks like in three dimensions, they are going to barf.
That's true. It'll be very distracting if they ever try to watch the cartoon again, which I'm sure they would not.
Yes. Her head looks like a Zentradi warship being blistered by Veritech missiles.
Vroop, 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 vroop. That's what happens with Marge's hair.
Good. Yes, that's very nice.
Like a corn cob.
Corn cob. Yeah, you're right. Oh, is that where blue corn comes from?
Yes. Problem solved.
Didn't blue know we Pringles? Had any problems. Oh my! I don't know.
Corn Pringles?
I don't think I'm ever buying Pringles again.
What about Fringles? If Fritos came out with a Pringle-shaped Frito. With the structural integrity of a Frito.
I can't understand that. I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't know what those are.
You know, Fritos.
Who are you?
Are, right?
Where
Fritos.
Am I?
What is Fritos this? There? Come on. Fritos scoops? Fritos,
Squops?
Plates?
Scoops.
Yeah. Do you have those?
Not really. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Just like corn chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the hoops, too. The hoops.
I don't know. I can't visualize that shape.
It's like those ring-o-los or whatever.
How big are they? Can you put them on a finger?
Not my finger. Well, I got big fingers.
Big stinky fingers.
Ladies.
running out the clock.
Eat your babies.
Got 2 minutes left here. What do you want to do?
Just have quiet time. Let's just read. You can read or you can draw, but don't make it noise.
Just put your heads on your desks.
You want to play 7-Up?
On the bus. Put
do you want to play 7-Up?
We could.
Wouldn't be very exciting, I guess. It's just us. You would know who was touching your thumb.
Thumb.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Not really.
If you were one of the secret touchers, it was a good game.
No.
You know?
No.
I really liked.
I never enjoyed being a secret toucher.
It was the best. You touch someone so lightly they're not sure.
Yeah.
It's the best. Plus, touch too many kids. That's always fun.
You just like cheating at stuff.
I just like ruining everyone's fun.
Man, if ruining everyone's fun is your way of having fun, then who's to say? Who's to say that's wrong?
Exactly. My fun is more durable.
Someone's like, hey, everybody, let's have fun. It's like, well, I'm going to have fun my way. You don't tell me how to have fun.
That's
last
right.
time someone tried that, you know.
You go ahead and try to have fun. I'm going to have fun ruining your fun, and I'm guaranteed to have fun.
You better find a new way to have fun, or otherwise you're shit out of luck.
That's right. I'll ruin that shit luck, too.
Yeah.
And that's a half hour.
And that's a half hour.
Are you going to get some of that new Polaroid film?
What is that? What for?
It's a fucking scam, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Scam. For Polaroids?
So, like, last year, John Polaroid was like, I'm closing my film factory forever. Yeah?
I've never heard that voice before.
And then...
That's pretty good.
So then this other guy is like, fuck, man, there's not going to be any Polaroid film. People are freaking out. There's not going to be a Polaroid film. Ah. So then the guy was like, well...
He's one of those guys who screamed, like, in a whisper.
Ah.
Oh, God, I'm being murdered. Someone help me. Did you hear something? Oh, God.
I'm being murdered at the library.
I'm falling out of a window.
So he's like, I'm going to make my own Polaroid film. And everyone was like, you can't do that. That's not... You can't do that. And he's like, yeah, I can. Watch me.
Yeah, made it a mashed potato, I bet.
You know what he did?
Made it out of corn.
He didn't like, oh, I'm gonna figure out a way to make this film. He was just was like, hey, Polaroid guy, use that factory. All yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bought
Seriously,
the factory.
He rented the fucking factory.
What the hell?
Yeah, and so now it costs double.
That guy's not going to be happy when he goes bankrupt.
Long story middle is that, this shit's flying off the fucking shelves because there wasn't Polaroid film for fucking 7 months.
God.
So now it's like, express your artsy and your fartsy with these new Instamastic, you know?
Do they still make those sticker ones that take little miniature photos and put on a sticker?
They don't make anything.
Oh.
Yeah. But they did hire Lady Gaga as their new creative director.
Lady Goggle.
Not a joke. That's not even a fake thing. They really did that.
Okay.
So we'll
okay.
see. We'll see what's
Who cares?
Up. We'll see.
What? I'm supposed to judge? Oh, she's only a XYZ, what? And she... How could she possibly know how to Z something?
Z is Z.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
don't
so
judge. Don't judge.
It's all fake.
Stop judging.
Artificial scarcity. And closed source filmage, come on.
No one's forcing you to use a fucking Polaroid. No one gives a shit about Polaroid. We got digital camera phones on our iPod, glasses, and MP3.
Yeah. None of that's Steakums, though.
Oh my god. I'm bad man again.
All right, well, we better hit the low and dusty.
Yeah, I gotta get to work. Yeah, so take a nap.
Yeah.
I took a 15-minute nap at work yesterday. It was glorious.
Yeah.
I'm shaving it down. I'm trying to, like, get it to the 15-20-minute mark.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, waste too much time. But, yeah, I'm pretty good at falling asleep.
And that's every hour?
Yeah. You know, like they say, if you're on a computer all day long, you should get up, stretch, walk around, you know, look at something that's not a computer screen because it's bad for your eyes.
Okay.
That is the hardest thing in life right now is to look at something that isn't a computer screen. They should redesign the technology somehow and make them, like, more ugly to look at.
I guess. Or they should figure out a way to put a computer screen in something that's not a computer screen and have it still not be a computer screen.
Like, what about instead of light?
Okay.
It's, movable ink. It's like a...
eye lotion?
I don't know. That would be nice. I was thinking about that. It's good. Yeah, I don't know. It's the backlighting that's ruining everything. We gotta. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to get on that digital paper. That's last time we were like, digital paper, who gives a shit?
Right. That was yesterday.
I know. This is the future. Look.
That's right. We
were wrong. I'll admit it. I'll admit
the corner.
It.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Look.
No,
you can always go back.
Yep.
Nothing. People fucking just because. I'll just fill up an entire 5 minutes with. Look, fucking. If you just look, okay. So, what the fuck was I saying? Just admit you were wrong. It's not bad.
Yeah.
No one cares. You're the only one who cares. Everyone else will be happy if you admit you're wrong, you know? Make someone happy today. Admit you were wrong. Say, look, fuck, I fucked up. I didn't know.
Yeah.
This doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you dumb. It makes you smart, actually.
To admit you're wrong?
Yeah, especially if you adopt something that's better. You know, I was wrong about this. You know, it's like when you switch from PaintShop Pro to Photoshop.
Yeah.
You were like, okay, look, everyone, you had a point.
Dude, I was opposite Nancy for a while there. I was like,
yeah.
Hell no.
I'm never using that shit. And uh-huh. then you did. No one was like, oh, I thought you were ever going to use it. And that's no, that I was
heard, that, I heard is that in my head.
My impression, that's my impression of Sarah, by the way. It's that's, my new Sarah. She kind of sounds like, right?
Yeah.
I thought the other one was too racist. So that's my new one for her.
Yep. Well, all right.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, okay. Bye, Pete.
I have what?
I wonder if I could still play that song.
Which one?
That our theme song there.
You want to play it live at a live show?
I wonder if I could even still play it.
Well, it's in A minor.
Kind of complicated.
Is it that complicated?
No.
Is it that complicated?
Wait a second.
I'm trying to find some music to put on my MP3 player to listen to today when I'm at work. What should I listen to?
I don't know.
Let me read you the list of every one of these folders and you say yes.
Fuck. Just put ZZZ Misc on there.
I don't have one of those. I only have an XOX to sort.
That's your only folder?
Wait, no, I do have a ZZ to sort.
Okay.
Do I have anything that starts at the zero? No, I don't. 0000 to sort again. So many of those. Miscellaneous to sort.
C drive to
sort. Good version of...
No folders.
Yeah.
I went ahead and I deleted all the folders.
Do you think that's going to happen one day? Do you think computing is going to just be like
murky
sorting?
Clouds.
Like...
Yeah,
shit doesn't even really get sorted. It's just kind of all like kind of around, and you just sort of say, "I want this sort of thing."
Yeah,
and it just happens. What do you think?
I think that's the best when you have the giant list of shit, and then you just like sort by like okay, sort by name, sort by file type, and then sort it by fucking date. That's I can find anything I'm looking for then, you know.
Yeah. Do you still use that? What's that little program that you type in thing and it finds everything?
VeepVorp.
Sharpie. What's it called? Skippy.
Launchy. Yeah.
You still use that?
Yeah, totally. Every day, constantly, for sure.
Windows 7 kind of has its own thing like that built in.
I use that shit the most.
You just sort of type it in and it finds it for you. It's good. Yeah.
I always do that. I always do that for Skype. I always do that for Skype Recordo, for Photoshop, for Illustrator.
Yes.
And for any band I want to listen to. That's, yep.
Good. And, good.
Pretty good. Pretty
it's
good.
It's like Google for your computer. Like Google's. You can't even just say Google anymore, can you?
No.
You have to say like Google Internet Web Search Engine.
Why is that?
Because there's like, well, Google doesn't just mean search engine anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like
to Google it is like, why would I look at a map of that? No, it's no, like Google it.
Yeah. No, it's like, just open it up in Adobe. You know, people say that, you know?
Yeah.
And like, well, you got to be more specific.
We used to clown our bosses at Sign Shop all the time with
just
that.
Use Microsoft.
Yep.
Sorry. Boss did what?
Oh, he always used to say that shit. I always say to do it in Adobe. I mean, I always like snicker at him and whatnot.
And it's fun being a smart ass know-it-all, isn't it?
What?
Like, yeah. That guy doesn't know. That's why he hired designers. He's like, fucking,
I know.
I'm not the boss. I'm the boss, but I'm not the head. Of all this stuff,
you figure it out. Come on, don't take that away from me.
What? No, stop being a dick, everyone.
Fuck.
No, I'm just getting so fucking tired of
every fucking thing.
Comic Sans and Papyrus. Ugly. Yeah, they're ugly. Who fucking cares? It doesn't matter. You can read it, and it doesn't mean... Okay, so that thing is not going to be your favorite thing. Great. Your favorite thing is going to be something that uses in Helvetica or whatever. Fine. Who cares? Who fucking cares about anything ever? I do. Me. That's who. I should do motivational speaking. What do you think?
Oh, fuck you.
For
everyone's so confused. Yeah. So wait, am I supposed to like stuff? Or... I'm a pretty complex dude.
No,
man.
Weren't you listening?
Ah, fucking goddamn! Stop liking stuff so much and start fucking.
Yeah, you're not supposed to like anything, and you're supposed to keep quiet about it.
Don't like things too much. Keep it to yourself, but tell everybody if you find something cool.
Yeah, that's about right.
I don't know anymore. No, I just don't know. You figure it out. Fuck, don't ask me.
Shit. I paid $600 for this.
Fine, you can have a refund, but don't tell anybody. All right, if I can get out of here.
All right.
Well, have a good work.
Jari, good show.
Yeah. I thought so.
Good shy. Now you do one.
No, I can't.
Come on, do it.
I was trying to remember. No.
Make one. Do it. Make one.
Make one. No. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, fucking fuck.
As if.
Fine.
Are you there?
Hmm?
Are you there?
It's me, Margaret.
Are you there, nobody?
Are you there, not me?
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, have a good work.
Okay, bye.